In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some time ago, I read a story about a priest in Russia. And this priest was sort of sharing the stories of all his encounters that he has had with various people. And one of the stories came to mind when I read the gospel for today. He tells a story about a rich man that he drove a long distance to visit. And this rich man had lived a life of, you know, a lot of joy and entertainment and pleasure. And he was dying. And he hadn't been to church in a long time. And so the priest goes out and visits him and begins to talk to him and begins to implore him and ask him if he'd like to do confession so that perhaps he could receive communion as well. And the priest tries for quite a bit of time, and the man refuses. And all he says in his dying voice, sort of crying out, instead of confessing, instead of, you know, asking God for mercy, he yells out, "Just 5 more minutes, just 1 more minute." And what he was asking for was just 1 more minute to enjoy the things he had, to enjoy life here on earth. It was a very striking, very disturbing story. And, you know, it reveals what could happen to a human being, what could happen to a person when they are attached to this world, love this world, see only this world and only this life. And this is what had happened to this poor man. He was rich in material things, in wealth, but he was very, very poor in the way that it truly matters when you die. So in the gospel reading, Christ says this. He says, you have to choose. Your heart literally cannot love two very different things. You cannot love God and mammon, meaning riches. But not only that, mammon or riches can also imply even other things that we put, that our heart attaches to above and beyond God or instead of God. He says you cannot do it. And he's absolutely right. And we see this borne out even in our spiritual lives. When I'm caught in the darkness, when I'm falling into sin, my heart, my body, my entire being is so devoted, so attached to committing that sin. And God is so far from my mind at that moment because I've loved this sin. Yet then when I realize what I've done and I repent, then I begin to turn and love God. And I hate that sin that I committed. I hate it. And I should hate it. So this attachment is what we are trying to direct. I'm trying to direct my heart and my life as much as possible and my attachment to God. Now, in the gospel reading, Christ explains what happens when we don't do that. He uses a word 4 times to really drive home the point. He uses the word anxious, anxiety, fear, anxiety, stress. He says, as long as you are attached to these things, food, clothing, wealth, whatever it is of this world, you're going to be very anxious. Anxious. Why? Well, because you're afraid that it's going to run out. You're afraid it's going to be taken away from you. You are afraid and worried that there's not enough for you, and so you got to seek after it, you got to hold it and protect it, and you end up worshiping that and being afraid and having anxiety. And he says, as long as you do that, then you are rejecting the care, and you are not acknowledging the love and the care that God has for you. And you think that all these things are yours to get and yours to create. And sort of God is not in the picture at all. And that's a great sin. So the message is that to trust in God's love. He says, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as is beneficial for your soul and for your salvation. Whatever condition in life we have, whatever state we have, that is where God wants us. If we desire something more, then we are, in a sense, not grateful to Him for what we do have. And we want more and more and more and more, making mammon our God to worship and seek after. But he says, seek after the kingdom, and all these things will be provided to you. How do we do that? How do we seek after the kingdom? Well, it goes back to the very first words of the gospel, and he speaks about your eye. He says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is sound, meaning if it's working right, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not working right, your whole body will be full of darkness. And how great is that darkness? Now, what is the eye he's referring to? He's not referring to your physical eye. He's referring to your spiritual eye. The spiritual eye the fathers call the nous. N-O-U-S. The nous. And oftentimes it's translated as the mind. But unfortunately, in our Western world, when we hear about mind, what do we think about? We think about our brains and our rationalism and our logical reasoning. That is absolutely not what we're talking about when we refer to mind in the Bible and when Christ refers to the mind. We're talking about something very different, something that has to do with the soul. The nous is the eye of the soul. And it is what needs to be good and pure and open so that it can see God and experience God and know God. But this can only happen if I am seeking after Him and desiring for this. If I am living my life the way the rich man did in that beginning story, then that eye of my soul remains closed, and my body is experiencing life, but my soul is starving. It cannot experience God. It cannot know Him. It cannot see Him. And I become blind. And then all I want is to simply satiate and satisfy the flesh, which of course creates more anxiety because I know I'm going to die. And then what happens to that flesh? And that's why so many people in this life, in this world, are full of fear and anxiety, because their souls, the eye of their souls has been still closed. So through prayer, through the grace of God, through desiring and loving God first, seeking after God first, He responds to us and He helps us and cleanses us so that the nous becomes purified and able to experience spiritual things and experiences, spiritual experiences, in greater and greater ways in this life. This liturgy is the ultimate opportunity. The ultimate opportunity for our nous, our souls, to be purified and experience God through the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. So a person can live two different lives in this, in their lifetime. I also had an experience with a person who was dying many years ago. And this lady was on her deathbed, and when I visited her, I asked if she would like to have confession, and she agreed. And so she gave a very good and thorough confession. And afterwards, I was able to give her Holy Communion. And what was really remarkable, the moment that she received the communion, having confessed all the sins of her life, the moment she received communion, her face seemed to light up and her eyes opened up more. They were kind of closed. And then she said three words. Immediately after receiving communion, she said, "It's so beautiful." I was struck by that. What did she see in that moment? She saw something. Her eye of her soul opened up. And she said, "It's so beautiful." So then, a few hours later, she passed. So the message for us is to make sure in our lives today that we are seeking the kingdom, seeking to purify the eye of our soul by devoting ourselves to this orthodox way of life, of prayer, of repentance, of all the things that this world cannot give us. And we have to really study our hearts and our minds. What are we seeking after? And change. It's possible to change. And today could be that day for all of us to change and turn to God a little bit more. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.